13 instruments were incompletely sterilized and possibly used on patients during that 8-day period. During that time, 191 patients received treatment. YKHC is contacting all of them for testing for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. The good news is the tests are free and the risk of infection is low.
The risk is so low that the CDC and state epidemiology did not recommend a need for doing testing. And so really going through this process for YKHC is to help quell concerns among any patients that might have been treated.
That's YKHC Vice President of Communications, Tiffany Zolkuski. John Nick of Bethel is one of the patients the agency contacted to get tested. He had a routine biannual appointment on September 21st, the last day of the suspected time frame.
And 5 days later, I end up getting a call stating that I needed to go to get a blood test, and they wouldn't tell me any reason why I had to.
Nick got his blood drawn Tuesday afternoon, but said he was still having a hard time getting information from YKHC.
And I called them like the second time asking them, and they said, my manager will give you a call back. I still haven't heard a word from them.
Though Nick had not been called back by Wednesday afternoon, that morning, YKHC issued a press release on the issue and posted information on their website. Nick is now seeking legal representation against YKHC through Valcarce Law Office. To arrange a blood test, Bethel-based patients can do a walk-in. Just check in at registration and ask for a test in the lab. Village-based patients will be contacted by healthcare providers who will arrange blood tests for them in the village or in Bethel. Anyone who gets tested will need a follow-up test in January. The first test is to see if the patient already has an infection. The second test is to see if the patient has developed an infection that could be linked to YKHC's instruments. That's because it takes weeks to months before a test can detect the infections in the body. Zolkuski with YKHC says of all the people treated by the clinic, only a few might have been exposed to unsanitary dental tools.
Of the 191 in the population that were treated during that week, only 13 might have been affected. No more than 13, but possibly less.
YKHC isn't able to trace which instruments were used on which patients. YKHC Vice President of Hospital Services Jim Sweeney says the clinic discovered the error on September 21st.
One of the technicians who was preparing to get a patient ready for a dentist noticed that the bag that she had was not sterilized. So she brought that up to her superior's attention, and then we began to do our sort, our inspection of our stock, and then we started looking back on the records to find out why that bag got out there.
Sweeney says the dental clinic has made changes to prevent this from happening again.
We've put additional sign-offs on the sterilization, assigned specific people to sterilization. We're also doing a timeout for sterilization at the actual patient's chair. So prior to a dentist working on a patient, they're doing a timeout and verifying that the equipment was all sterilized.
YKHC also plans to bring in an outside sterilization expert to review the sterilization processes and the dental clinic and throughout the hospital. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.